This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of communication skills found in Proverbs 1, I encouraged you to collect information regarding our lips, mouth, and speech. Next, correlate this information under some headings. Here's what I came up with. Be aware of your audience. Character impacts communication. Discern before speaking. The wisdom of being slow to speak. Don't lie, gossip, or speak recklessly. Always speak truthfully. Be gracious in speech. Be timely in what you say. I listed all the references I came up with under one or more of these headings. Then I put them under a shorter list of main points. Here is what I came up with. Before you speak, 1, be sure you know your audience. 2, guard against destructive tendencies. 3, cultivate constructive qualities. If you don't follow these guidelines, you'll find yourself already trapped in destructive tendencies which cause the tongue to exercise power unto death. If you follow these guidelines, you'll be using your tongue to exert power unto life. The title I would give this outline, Developing Christ-like Communication Skills. There are 2 reasons for this title. Christ exhibited these characteristics in his communication with those he encountered while here on earth. The second is, he is the ultimate embodiment of wisdom. We'll continue to develop this outline in subsequent visits, and if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.